and heaven had planned him for a peaceful world. Unfortunately, heaven had not planned a peaceful world for him. He lived in a world of obstinate and incessant change, and in parts where its operations were unsparingly conspicuous. Vicissitude was in the very soil he tilled, even his garden was upon a yearly tenancy, and overshadowed by a huge board that proclaimed it not so much a garden but an eligible building site. He was hauled to Culture, under notice to quit, the last patch of the country in a district flooded by new and other things. He did his best to console himself, to imagine matters near the turn of the tide. "You'd hardly think it could keep on," he said. Mr. Smallways' aged father could remember Bunhill as an idyllic Kentish village. He had driven Sir Peter Bone until he was 50, and then he took to drink a little, and driving the station bus, which lasted him until he was 78. Then he retired. He sat by the fireside, a shrivelled, very, very old coachman, full charge of reminiscences and ready for any careless stranger. He could tell you of the vanishing estate of Sir Peter Bone, long since cut up for building, and how that magnate ruled the countryside when it was countryside of shooting and hunting, and of caches along the high road, of how, where the gasworks is, was a cricket field, and the